We are finishing up the third parak of Tomer Dvora, and it's a very, very, I think, important piece that is here. Let me try and do my best. He's talking here about the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that our job is to be sensitive to the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to model ourselves as much as possible. A lot of the Sefer obviously is predicated on living our lives the way the Ribbono Shel Olam Kiviyachol, you know, lives his, and trying to model ourselves after the Ribbono Shel Olam. So says the Talmud Dvora as follows: Od tzarich lihiyos rachem av prushim al kol hanivraim. That it's important that we have mercy upon all creations. Lo yivazim velo yaabdim, not to speak disparagingly and not to dismiss lightly any of the other creations in this world. Why? Says the Talmud Dvora, the Ribbono Shel Olam's Chachma is clearly felt by every single creation that is found in this world, whether you're dealing with an inanimate object, whether you're dealing with an animal, with a plant, a person, there is a Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is present there. Umbi ta'amzeh, says the Talmud Dvora, that's why he's harnu mi bizoy ochlim. The reason why we have isurim that relate to not treating food properly in Shulchan Aruch is because those things are creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because they're creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mimela I'm chayev to do whatever I can to properly appreciate that which the Ribbono Shel Olam is actually offering, that which the Ribbono Shel Olam created. The same way that the Ribbono Shel Olam takes every creation, relates to that creation seriously, as the Pasuk says, Kulam b'chachma asisa. The Ribbono Shel Olam created everything in this world with chachma. There wasn't like there were certain things created with chachma, certain things like, I don't really care. Everything that was created with a degree of specificity, with a sensitivity to the smallest of details. Every creation matters. Every creation is significant. To be able to identify that in a very real way in everything. Says the Talmud Dvor, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to all creations like that. So too, our rachamim has to be on every single creation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he says, "Umitam zehaya onesh Rabbeinu Hakadosh al deish lochas al ben bak." Quotes a Gemara in Bab Metzia that Rebbe got punished because he wasn't properly respectful of an animal. This is something which is critical, and he goes on to elaborate on this a lot. And he quotes even Valderech Zer lo yivaze b'shum nimtzu natzam shekulim b'chachma. Don't be mivaze anything. V'lo yakor hatzomeach el litzorech. Don't rip out a blade of grass if it is not necessary. And don't kill an animal unless it is necessary, unless you need to. That relates to the Nod Behuda's Tshuva about hunting, in terms of whether that's appropriate, you know, or not. What's called Litzorech and what's called Shelo Litzorech is probably at least an interesting question. And if you have to kill them in a sensitive way, as is possible. Zeha Klal, this is the rule, says the Talmud Dvora. Hachem la'kol nimtzaim sholechabim tuyi b'chachma. The need to respect is based on chachma, to elevate, to respect, to do everything we can with all animals that are out there. Okay, let's unpackage this a little bit. There's definitely a lot to talk about. First of all, it's sometimes there is this like natural bizayon. The more that you're machshav of one thing, the more that I'm mevaza that which is not that one thing. So the more that I am machshav of Torah, sometimes. Unsurprisingly, what comes with that is sometimes I'm not as machshiv, non-learning. If I believe that Torah and those that learn are the most important people in the world, so on some level, what that can come with is a way of looking at the rest of the world as not being that chashiv at all. There's Lomdei Torah, and then there's everybody else. The same thing is true for those that play up the significance of Klal Yisrael. If you play up Klal Yisrael, you're a Kuzari person. There's a new standard of creation called man, and then there's a Jew, and you play up Jew. So the more that you talk about that, so what happens naturally sometimes is that you start being mevaza that which is not that. The more man-centric you are, and the more that you elevate the status of man, so by definition, I stop valuing the same time some other things. This comment of the Ramak is there to address that fallacy. You can, and Rav Kook describes this, I think, very, very beautifully in Midot HaRaya, in Ahava, in Oz Beis. That Rav Kook and Rabbi Melech has a similar kind of idea we quote from time to time, that there can be concentric circles. There can be something called, I am machshiv Torah, I am machshiv Jews, and not that means I have to mivaza other people, And nor is the only way to be machshav all people, to respect everybody with no values whatsoever. Whatever you believe, your truth is great, and my truth is great, and we're all equal, and everything is nice, and everything is pleasant. No, my truth is correct. I believe what I believe is true. I believe it is, and therefore, some of the things should be elevated over other things. But that's not a stira to being machshav, to be machshav other things. The way that, like, that some develop the idea, immediate family can provide that on some level. We all understand that it could be that I will take care of my children more than I would take care of a random person. That's totally fine. But the fact that I invest in my children doesn't mean I don't care about anybody else. There can be circles of this in a way which is nice. The fact that he goes to such an extreme to be talking about it in terms of all of the bria, that's a high level kind of an activity. Rav Kook writes also in Osvav there, Midas ha'ava hasruya benishmas ha'tzadikim. Real tzadikim have a love that is ki koleles es kol habrurim kulam ve'ena motzio min haklal shum davar v'lo am v'lashon. Their love of God's creations is so great that they love everything. It doesn't mean that there are not things that they don't like the same way. It doesn't mean that there are things that everything is considered to be equal. But it means that there's a degree of love that is present by all Bruim. Now, what's interesting is, it's like, Rav Bloch, I often quote this, you know, that had the observation, that tells the Rosh Hashiva, that had the observation that there were certain things that were taken over by non-from groups, and the response was that from groups took it less seriously. So Tanakh was like one of these things that was taken over by Maskilim in many ways, and that's part of what engendered a Metzias from Jews not learning it, you know, the same way. That they were, Hebrew was taken over by the Maskilim, and therefore from Jews naturally a little bit less of that, or certain kinds of topics that are like that. The Midah, I think, the Midah of caring about animals, you know, which is found here, the Midah of caring about, like, all forms of food and creation, and like, don't pick a piece of grass out unless you really need to, you know, and things like that, and like don't ever do anything to an animal unless it's like really a tzorech. So that is an idea which in many ways is a Jewish value, so writes the Talmud Dvorah. It happens to be that we live in a world where we've seen such like distortions of that and such like an extremism as far as certain things, or just the people who are holding that banner are not necessarily Torah Jews, those are emphasizing it the same way, that therefore there can be like a little bit of a pushback in appreciating the importance of that. That if like PETA is the organization, you know, is so wildly intense about animals. There's an academic, you know, I think in Princeton, there's an academic, you know, talking about, you know, comparing like killing animals to comparing, you know, humans without developmental, you know, faculties the same way, and like what exactly the gap and the difference, you know, really is, and some very wild ideas. But none of that, the fact that there are levels of creation, we can't let the world of caring about, says that caring about grass is a Jewish value also. It's a value that is, that the way Rav Kook says it out, it is the midas ha'ava ha'shriya b'nishmas ha'tzadikim. There's something very, very high level about that, being able to authentically value all creations. There are dinim about this. Tzar Bali Chaim, you know, it's Shailas, but the Mukher is, okay, Gemara is in Bavmitz. That's real stuff, Tzar Bali Chaim. Not causing pain necessarily. The Rosh Weiss Ha'ara, you know, in noting all the range of Mikoros found in Rishonim and suggesting that the real mucker for Tzar Bali Chaim Deraisa is Ratzon HaTorah is an astounding idea. Because implicit in that idea is that it is obviously Ratzon HaTorah that you not torment animals. It's obvious Ratzon HaTorah that, like, dog fighting is inappropriate. It's obvious. That's an astounding idea in terms of, but we shecht animals to eat them, and we don't, I don't know if we're all, there's something powerful there about the way you relate to all creations is something which is real. And therefore we have halachas of bizay ochlim. The way I treat my food with a degree of respect is because of that particular yisod. That's a wild idea. They quote, I forgot about the story. It's in a statement called Shimush Shel Torah. They quote in the footnotes one of the Torah Dvoris here. I just saw it this morning, but I think they left out the last line, which was an awesome line. I don't know why. It's like so good. That Rav Shach used to tell the Maisa over, Rav Yitzchak Elkanan Spector. Yitzchak Elkanan was like one of the senior poskim in Europe. In particular, many of the weightiest, you know, shailas and Hilchos Agunas and the like made their way to Rav Yitzchak Elkanan, the Rav of Kovna. He was a real giant. So one time he had his shamish. His shamish was Yaakov Lifshitz, and the Kovna Rav, Yitzchak Chanan, was traveling on a particular trip. He was going somewhere for vacation. And his shamash came with some shaylas. And he came with some shaylas, and he gave them to Yitzchak Chanan. And then he's on his way back. I think that's how the Maisa goes. He's on his way back. And as he's like on his way back in the middle, he's on the boat in the middle, he hears Yitzchak Chanan, you know, chasing after him, yelling, like, please come back, please come back, please come back, I'm so sorry, but please come back, I made a mistake, I forgot something. Whatever it is. He assumes Yitzchak Chanan, who gave him some tshuvas, I guess, made a mistake in the Guna Shaila. Maybe he found a new kula, maybe he realized the kula he was writing was not okay, and there was something really urgent in that kind of a way. So he comes forward, the Shangavar, and Yitzchak Chanan says the following line. He says, there's a cat that lives near my house that I feed in the morning. I'm away on vacation now. Is there any chance you could put some food out for my cat? So I think Rav Shach said once, it was in response, if I remember correctly, I apologize. If I remember correctly, I think the Panavis or Rav had said to Rav Shach how, like, there's, like, you know, Gedolei Torah nowadays and Tamei Chachamim, like, we've met, like, it's unbelievable. So I think Rav Shach responded, there may be people who know lots of Torah. I know of no Gedolei Torah like Rav Yitzchak Chanan. You know, with that sort of sensitivity to a cat. I'm not telling you to feed cats outside the dorms. That's not what I would suggest. You could feed them very far away from the dorms if that's your style. But there's a sensitivity to all creations which is present, which is very, very important. All Briyas. That's a choice, by the way. I saw it's an astounding comment of the Al-Sheikh in Parsha Shmini. I think it's an amazing diuk. I'm going to take out some of, like, the probably Kabbalistic elements of it. It's a really simple observation. I happen to love it. There's a Mishnah in Meseches Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yibbeis. The Mishnah tells us, Hillel v'Shammai kiblu mehem. Hillel v'Shammai had the following Mesorah, again from Shmaya Vavtalion. They had a Mesorah that Hillel Omer, Havimi Talmidav shel Aharon, be a Talmud of Aharon, Ohev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom, chase after peace, Ohev es ha-brios, love the brios, umikarvin l'Torah, bring them closer to Torah. So already many of the Mepharshim point out that Ohev es ha-brios, Ohev es ha-brios sounds like all brios. There should be a love of all, even if it's people, that the way some of the Mepharshim say that, let's get to the there a bit, that Ohev es ha-brios means like, I love them because they're in existence. Like kulam b'chach ma'asisa. Like, I love them not because they're deserving of it because they're made with God's Chachma and their Bomer Shalom cares about them, so should I. But the Al-Sheikh has, it's such an amazingly simple question that I think is awesome. Says the Al-Sheikh, why are we aspiring to be like the Talmidim of Aaron HaKohen? Why don't we strive to be like Aaron HaKohen? Why is it like, try a good job, like, heavy me Talmidav shall Aaron HaKohen? He says, I don't understand. Why heavy me Talmidav? Why not go for like, Lama Yichas Adavar al Talmidav velo al Aaron Atzmo? Why not say, like, try to be like Aaron? And leave it like that. What's the yisod here of saying, let's be like the Talmidim of Aaron HaKohen? Like, go for Aaron. You know, like, why are we so, like, when anyone say, like, you should really strive to be as good as, like, if we're dreaming, like, try to be as good as the Talmidim of Rosh Hashiva X. I have an idea. Try to be like Rosh Hashiva. Like, why not go for it? Why not go for it? Especially, I would add, I don't know if these things are as, I get that there are certain, like, cognitive limitations that could come up. Okay, to strive to be like that person is like, I don't have his intellect. Like, I can't do that. So I want to be like his Talmidim, that's one thing. But this is like Ohev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom. This is about just being a nice, good guy. This is about Ohev es ha-brios. This is about just trying to do your best to like people. Like, what is so challenging about being able to do this? So says the Al-Sheikh as follows. This is really hard. This is really hard. To be Ohev es ha-brios is so challenging. And to have a life where it's a mission of your life, of Ohev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom, is so hard to really do. Part of it, I would say, is what we said before, because the more that you value the significance of Talmud Torah, and the more that you value the significance of Ruchnius, so that the more challenging it is to care about a rock that happens to be on the side of the ground. Who cares? Who cares? The harder it is to value someone that's just a Bria, when I look at them, and they're not, I don't see the redeeming qualities, it's very, very hard. But says the Al-Sheikh the following idea. Maybe on some level, Ach Amr Havi Talmidav Shal Aaron, Lomer Lecha, Sheti Yeka Aaron, Halo Yichabit Alecha Adavar Ki Ravu. It is not easy to be like Aaron. It is not easy to be like Rav Yitzchak Chanan. It is not easy to have this deep care and concern for every single creation. That may be incredibly, incredibly challenging. But you know what you could do, Ach Amr Lecha, Lefachos Havi Mi Talmidav. Can you at least try to be one of the Talmidim of Aaron HaKohen? That this level is a level which is very high level. Nishmas HaTzadikim have this kind of a level. But all of us, in a certain sense, can have elements of it. To be like Talmidim of Aaron HaKohen. That's why there are Dine D'Oraisa that come with these Dinim. part of the Isser of Baal Tashchis, however you interpret it and what it applies to, the Chokzim and Rishonim, what's the Raisa and what's the Ravanan, but the Isser of Baal Tashchis stems from, on some level, the fact that this is a creation, and this is a creation that I am doing something negative to. That's why I think it's so astounding that when the Rishonim speak about, Nachronim really, speak about in the beginning of Baba Kama, what's the Isser Mazik? Where in Chumash does it say, I can't rip your shirt? I'm willing to pay for it. Chumash says, I have to pay for your shirt if I rip it. Where is there an Isser found anywhere in Chumash called an Isser Mazik? So there are many different Mahalchim. Most of the answers assume the problem is that I'm probably causing Sam a degree of pain if I rip his sweater. The Adram, that I'm doing something which is causing him a degree of pain. The Bach understands, Pashtus, that one of the Isurim, when you violate, when I rip your shirt, is the Isur of Baal Tashchis. Meaning the Isur stems not from the fact that I am ruining Sam's shirt, it's that I ruined a shirt. And who gives me that permission to ruin something straight up? It's not. It's Ribbono Shel Olam's creation, and Kulim Chachma Asisa. So for me to undo that, that's going to demand and involve something which is wildly problematic. Like respecting the items, bitoras, what they are. Now this is obviously very challenging in the context of how that, like, you know, you can become a wildly and over-the-top materialistic person by embracing Kulim Chachma Asisa. Like, I just want everything. That does, by the way, give us some insight, even in terms of one of the Mahalchim, in Yaakov Avinu's Pachim Ketanim. There's a lot of different Torah about why Yaakov's going after the Pachim Ketanim. So if you believe the Pachim Ketanim are these, like, mysterious, majestic Pachim Ketanim that are eventually he got on Har Moriah, and that's the Pachim that the Chashmonaim found, like that Shachal Torah, like that, all that Torah. So I know why I'm going back to the Pachim Ketanim. Some of the Bali Musar speak about going back to the Pachim Ketanim because if it's a gift from Ribbono Shel Olam, that means Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to have it. But one level is like, I just want to waste things. Like, it's kulam b'chachma asisa. This stuff is valuable. The goal is not to become money-hungry, petty, and, you know, and just frustrated. But the goal is to respect creations, bitoras the fact that they are creations. That's why sometimes what you'll find, which is problematic, this is one of the tools, like, in many charif musar shmuzin, so one of the tools is to be mevaza other things to play up something. So I'm mivaza certain things to play up chashivas haTorah. So I'm mivaza certain kinds of people to play certain things up. So the Talmud Zvora says, that's not a mahalach. Because kula b'chach ma'asisa. If you're like the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're not mivaza things. You're not even allowed to mivaza food. Food has no feelings. Food has no feelings. It's about a certain degree of respect for what that inanimate object represents, for what is involved in it. You know, what it really could. That's a wild idea. Happens to be, it relates a little bit to the Isser of Kalayim. People got this earlier in the year for some Rishonim, in terms of like a respect of what God's creations are, when we can elevate God's creations and when distorting them or perverting them becomes more powerful. But says the Torah, like, this is a Torah that's real. You know, how exactly are you relating to all of these kinds of objects that are around you in your Balta? In that sense, by the way, it's an amazing thing. Baltashos becomes like an Isser, which is Megala, or tries to drive from you, to bring out from you, a certain level of holiness, a certain level of Kedusha. That I see objects and I treat them with respect, you know, all around. It's an environment issue. Rav Ganz would often, it's an amazing thing, when he lived in the yeshiva before 2 years ago, he moved away. You would often see Rav Ganz walking, whenever he would walk anywhere. So if he saw any garbage on the floor, like, he would spend real time, like, walking to yeshiva would take him longer, because as he was walking, he would pick up every single piece of garbage and throw it in the garbage. A lot of that for him has to do with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, of making Eretz Yisrael look beautiful. Had a hard time looking around and seeing that there's garbage on the floor. Like, how could that possibly be? My own theory is that part of it is this Nishmas HaTzadikim thing. That part of it, I'm not sure if he was walking through the streets of New York, he wouldn't also pick up some garbage. Maybe not with the same Zrizas, maybe a different L'Shem Yichud, you know, before he goes to pick it up. Who you see, or he probably said L'Shem Yichud. But that walking through is like, the world is supposed to be elevated, and it's supposed to be nice. And Kulum B'chach Ma'asisa is mechayiv us to treat everything in as real and meaningful and powerful a way as possible. We'll end with a ha'ara that I love and reference all the time, which is the ha'ara of Tzvi Yehuda Cook, that when the Mishnah says you're oev es abrios to mekarven l'Torah, so it's not oev es abrios kedei lekarven l'Torah. You don't like people, so then you can convince him to be frum. It doesn't even work that way. It's manipulative. It's short term, and it's inauthentic. You're oev es abrios if you legitimately are oev es abrios. Memela, you will be mekarven l'Torah. They will want a Torah perspective. The way that Jews live their lives, so we live in a world of some Chil Hashem and some Kiddush Hashems that are perceived as Chil Hashems, some Chil Hashems that are Chil Hashems, and the way that we live our lives brings people closer. If we're people associated with Oyves Habrios, Habrios Kulam, because Kulam B'chachma Asisa, that ends up Memela bringing people closer, but it has to be authentic and has to be very, very real. Again, Tormit Vora, channeling our own relationship with Ribono Sholem and his Chachma. Have a great rest of your day.